Awesome. So welcome to our study abroad story session. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Brian.
I'm Matt.
And I'm going to start off. So my name is Lindsay. I went abroad to Berlin, Germany in the fall of 2019. And I'm going to tell a little bit of a story about one time when I went to Amalfi, the Amalfi Coast in Italy. Which I would say is my most epic failure of abroad, was the way home. So we had like the best trip of our entire lives. Like we were in a house right on the ocean. It was beautiful. I like ate some of the best food in my life, drank some of the best drinks. It was awesome. And we had just like the perfect, like no hiccups trip. And then on the way home, so we got in the van that was like taking us to the airport, and the trip to Amalfi, the drive from the airport is about an hour long trip over like the skinniest, windiest road you've ever seen in your entire life. It would make a normal person pretty car sick. And adding that on, I was in the back of a 8-seater van that was only kind of functioning and had no air conditioning. So after completing that full one hour ride, basically counting to 10 the whole time, over and over as to not throw up in the back of the van on the way to the airport, we got to the airport, and lovely Ryanair, we were about to board the plane, and the lovely hostess airplane woman informed us that a lot of us had like backpacks as like our one bag or whatever, because Ryanair is very bare bones, but we also had like purses, and so but our backpacks were stuffed to the absolute brim because we took a backpack for 5 days because you're balling on a budget when you're abroad, and the purses would not fit in, and so a lot of my friends had to pay $100 because they couldn't fit their purses into their backpack, so they had to pay for an extra bag, which would have counted as like a full carry-on bag, but what ended up literally being a purse. So that was another epic fail. And then on top of that, we landed in Berlin. And there's this really funny thing about public transportation in Berlin is that the payment is by an honor system. So there's no like turnstiles like you'd see in a regular like New York subway and things like that. So you're supposed to buy a ticket, either a physical one or one on your phone. And all of my friends had bought a ticket except for my one friend, Grace, who had a semester-long ticket, so she didn't have to buy them every time. And it's one of the scariest things when the door closes and they're plain-clothed German officers on every single subway. It just depends on what car they're in. So a lot of people will try and like get away with not paying, but the people will come in, and as soon as the doors close, shout tickets in the most intimidating voice you could hear. And they will come and check every single person's ticket. And if you don't have a ticket, they make you pay 50 euros on the spot. And if you don't have the 50 euros, they escort you off the train to an ATM in which you have to pay 50 euros. And they work off commission, so they don't let anyone go. So my friend Grace couldn't find hers, and she was panicking. So we got off the bus, and all of a sudden she found it in her phone case. She ended up giving it to the guys, and I've never seen two men look more aggravated after waiting for Grace to go through every single one of her bags and finding it, so they didn't make any money. So that is my transportation nightmare of abroad. Even though it was one of the best trips of my life, it was just very perfect and very telling of my abroad experience to have an epic fail at the end of what seemed like a dreamscape of a trip. So yeah, that's my epic flop.
Honestly, transportation in any country must be tough, but to have that happen, even more brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty intense with the plainclothes officers. You never really know who is going to be one, and they're very, very intimidating, and they do not like Americans. Which makes sense. Awesome. Well, Brian, do you want to tell your story?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Brian Mishler. I study abroad in Sydney, Australia for an internship. And during my time, I was going through my orientation, my first night of orientation. My orientation leader, this nice woman from Australia, was like We lived in this hostel that was a little bit farther away from where we actually lived. I was like, if you guys want to check out the town tonight, go for it. I asked the girl that was in my orientation group with me if she wanted to. She said no. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going out by myself, which I got pretty used to doing. And I went to this place and I got a drink, got some food. I was about to leave. And they're like, wait, you're from the States? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, you'll love it. Tonight's bingo night. I have not played bingo since eighth grade. I've never been good at bingo. And I was like, oh, no, it's okay. They're like, no, actually, there's not a lot of people here tonight, so you don't have to pay for it. It's free. And I was like, sure, I'll start off my big adventure with some bingo, like a 85-year-old woman. And I start playing, and they first did, like, the X's and, like, first bingo and then the full row. And each one had different kind of rewards, a free drink. But the big reward was a meat rack. I was like, well, I don't really need a meat rack because I'm living in a hostel, so I have nowhere to store this stuff and be good. Of course, this is the only time in my entire life I've won the full sheet of bingo. And they come up and try to give me the meat rack, and I say no. And the whole restaurant or bar kind of looked at me as if I just spat on their grave because they were super offended I didn't want it. I tried to let them know. I'm like, listen.
Was it cooked or uncooked?
It was uncooked meat. It was like a giant thing of like some ribeyes. Yes, an Italian sausage. Oh, I didn't even have a fridge in the hostel. I had nothing. I tried to let them know. And I'm like, fragrant. Oh. Yeah, I'm like, I'm moving in tomorrow. I don't have a place to go. And I thought that this hostel was super far away from where I was. And they're like, oh, well, where are you moving to? I'm like, DY. And apparently that's like me saying I have to move to a place that's 5 minutes away because I didn't know the hostel was that close. So the whole bar starts laughing. I got the nickname DY guy the entire night. And next round comes. I didn't win. I was really happy. But the guy who won made sure he knew that I was happy. He was happy to take my meat rack as if I was really sad about it. Third round happens, last round, it's the special meat rack. This time it's a whole thing of prime rib, sausage, chicken breast, sauteed, eggs. I won again. And I didn't think the first night of my abroad experience I'd be booed, especially over some uncooked meats, but I did. And finally, I was like, thank you, I'll just take a free burger and maybe a free drink or two. And they're like, sure, whatever, DY guy. And the next day I told my orientation leader about it, and she almost was offended I didn't want it. And I told her, I'm like, I had nowhere to put it. She's like, you should have just given it to me. And I became her least favorite for the entirety of my internship. So
I feel like that's a deserved least favorite, Brian.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, like, where'd you want me to cook it? In the microwave? Like, I had nothing.
It's funny. It would be a meat rack is the number one prize.
Right. No, people are going gaga for it. Like, I don't know. It's almost like they're getting, like, tickets to, like, a football.
To gaga.
To gaga. Exactly.
Did you, like, encounter meat as prizes in other experiences?
Only time.
Okay,
only time.
So that's not an Australian thing. That's just a niche that bar thing.
Yeah, apparently it's very prevalent in Manly, like all like the Australian Sydney beaches. They really like to grill there, but when you're in downtown Sydney, you don't really have much of a grill.
Yeah.
But no, they really liked it there, and I mean, it definitely made me appreciate the Australian like outback whenever I go there.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Heck yeah. Did you ever go back to that bar after that night?
No. I was all right.
You decided to leave it there?
Yeah, I was decided to be my legacy as DY guy. So, that's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. Then
we got
the last one.
Yeah, I guess.
Tell us a story.
Okay, so my story might be a little different, but also I feel like it encapsulates a lot of these different stories too. So mine starts out, I'm Matt, I study abroad in Barcelona, Spain, and going there is my first time in like a big city, so I was of course shocked by the easy transportation, being able to get around everywhere you want to at any hour of the day. And I thought that this would transfer through all of Europe, but little did I know that is not true. So upon taking one of my first trips abroad, we went to, of course, Oktoberfest, along with every other abroad student in one place.
Yeah.
And at a time, I had like a couple. We stayed in like a hotel, like way by the airport, and the airport was like an hour away from
Munich.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
So we're like, oh, okay.
Probably paid way too much money for it, too.
No, we took the
really?
Cheapest one, the farthest one away. And we were like, yeah, we'll take the train over in the morning. And then we get there, and we're like, oh, the trains are broken. And it's like the train, the system was broken for like one day.
Oh.
They were fixing it when we got there. And so, like, yeah, so you guys can like take like an Uber or like a cab in. It's like 120 euros. We're like,
mm-hmm.
okay, so that's like horrible. We're going to have to like, find a different way in. So we wait, like we go in like one night and we go in the next day for like Oktoberfest. I end up like hanging out with like all my friends. And then I hang out with like another group of my friends at the time. I had like a different, like a girlfriend. And so I was like, oh, okay. So we like go out. So I end up hanging out with another group of friends. We all go to like dinner, like after Oktoberfest, after, you know, having a great day and like going down like the slide and like a bean. And, like, making the most out of it. And then I find myself like after dinner pretty late at night, and I realize that, wow, like how am I going to get back to my hotel? I have a flight at 6 a.m. It's pretty late right now. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, I'm looking for the trains, and I realize that I have to go back by myself to find my other two friends in my hotel. I'm like, wow, like how am I going to figure out like the entire transportation system of like Germany?
And
like,
Germany's hard.
In the night.
Their transportation system is hard.
Yeah, after a big day of Oktoberfest.
Oh, jeez.
Everything's blurry. I make my way to the trains with like my friends. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, so I guess if I take this train, and I look at it, it's like, it's a 45-minute train ride to a pretty like secluded place. And I'm like sitting on the train with all these like local people that like have all been there, all like German people all screaming. I'm sitting
Are you
by
wearing
myself.
Like the leader?
Yeah,
hose.
I'm wearing
okay,
leader,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Wearing,
just
so had, that's the thing.
Do you get
we,
the full picture?
Yeah, we can get leader hose. And so we got like leader hose and sweatpants. I'm wearing a flannel and like a hat. And next thing you know, I get FaceTime from my dad. And my dad's like, hey, like, Matt, it's like completely different time zones. Like, so like, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, I'm just like on this train journey, like with your friends, like looking around, like, yeah.
Oh my god. These people are my friends.
Yeah. This guy, this guy.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're with me all day, right? I'm like, probably my friends. And after a couple stops, like probably like 25 minutes, and I realized like I'm the only one left on this train. And like I got another like 25 minutes to go to like find my stop to like the airport. And so like I finally was like, okay, I guess I'm riding it to like the end of the line. I ride all the way to the end. I somehow make it to the airport, and I'm going around the airport. It's pretty late now, pretty early in the morning. And I'm looking around, like, where am I going to, like, have, so I have to find this shuttle to take another,
oh
like, 20-minute shuttle to get to, like, my, like, hotel. So I wind up, like, sitting there. I try to talk to, like, all these, like, local people. And I end up, like, meeting this guy, of course. He's from, like, New England. He's from Boston. He's wearing a Patriots jersey. Yeah, of course, a Patriots jersey.
Latch on.
Yeah, I'm like, where are you going? He's like, oh, I'm staying at the hotel over there. I was like, I guess we're looking for like this like shuttle. I'm like, okay, like this is good. And I meet some guy who's also from like Barcelona. He starts speaking like Spanish with me. So I'm speaking Spanish in Germany. I'm like, this is weird.
This is great.
I'm like, this makes sense. And then I wind up going on the shuttle and going back to like my friends, like at an ungodly hour, but then like finally making it back like after this big giant thing. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna go right to bed and like wake up in an hour, just go right to the airport to like go back to Barcelona.
That seems like a headache.
Yeah.
It was a headache, but it was pretty exciting.
It's kind of fun.
It's worth the story.
The adventure of
it's worth the story.
It's like one of those things where you're like, I'm not going to look up the directions to get there because I want to figure it out, but you just did that in a really extreme way.
Just feeling my way through everything.
Did you ever tell your dad, like,
oh, yeah.
I was
lost.
Lederhosen and alone.
Lost in Germany. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure your grandpa's lost in Germany at one point.
It's a generation. That's awesome. Yeah, German trains. They're really good with their trains. Like, they're awesome forms of transportation, but they're so confusing. It took me so long to be able to understand them. And in Munich, they're even more confusing because it's like full, like, train stations.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like,
it's
not
like
really subways.
Yeah. Different times, yeah.
But yeah, Oktoberfest was super fun.
Buying tickets too. You were talking about that. Like, like taking off, like if you don't have it, yeah.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yeah, I when I was buying my ticket for Oktoberfest, I had to go to a travel agency and speak to a woman who knew no English, and we would just slide the piece of paper back and forth. And she was the nicest German woman I had met. It happened to be, like, one of the ones I had to have the most contact with, but she spoke no English. So me and my friend Grace were just dying laughing, trying to figure out how we were going to get... We were like, are we even going to Munich? We don't know.
Yeah, right.
When is the train? So it was a miracle we made it there and back. But, yeah, that's our study abroad stories.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Highly recommend study abroad. It's always a great time, but you get some pretty interesting stories.
Absolutely.